Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift your name on high. Lord, we pray that you bless each and every one of us. You touch our hearts. And Lord, I pray for the souls of this great nation. Lord, I pray for our leaders. And Lord, I pray that the dangerous heresies, the snakes in the grass, are weeded out and destroyed, torn down for all to see for the wickedness that they are. And Lord, I pray that you lift us up, strengthen us, encourage us, and draw us ever closer to you, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen.
Amen. I have a struggle. Say, well, Pastor Chris, you don't seem to be struggling. You seem to got it together. It's not that kind of struggle. I've talked before about the pastor's burden. Pastor Dallas and I did a whole big talk about this probably, I don't know, a year ago, maybe. Pastor's burden. Pastor's burden is when they feel overwhelmed by the task at hand, or they feel like they're not doing any good. They're not making an impact. They're not making a difference. It's the pastor's burden. We can also have struggles. I'm struggling with what I'm seeing going on in the American church today. Something that's been brewing for the last year or more, I just came to my attention this week. And when I learned of this, not just of these individuals, but really started looking into them, my heart hurt. It ached. It's filled with a righteous anger, even. But ultimately was overwhelmed in disbelief. There is two phenomenons going on in the church globally. We're seeing one, a spirit of revival in isolated pockets in the West, and we're seeing revival in nations hostile to the faith, like India, Iran, and China, and in Africa. And praise God. We're seeing persecutions globally against Christians rise with each year. But we're also seeing, particularly here in the West, a great falling away. And this isn't people leaving the church altogether, as church attendance is pretty stable. It's low, but pretty stable. No, I mean falling away into heresies. Got an itch here, excuse me. You don't mind if I scratch an itch, do you? I've talked about the New Apostolic Reformation, that damnable heresy. I've talked about the Word of Faith, the Prosperity Gospel heresy. Dangerous. I've talked about the heresies of the far-left progressive Christianity that warps the gospel into something entirely different. It is not at all Christian. They have a different gospel, a different God, and a different Jesus. They would even deny the truth, eternal truth of God's word. But this is even worse. This snake in the grass is far worse. It's insidious, in fact. And I believe it is by design, by those very same people that are destroying churches with these other heresies. It has come to my attention that there is a podcast called Stone Choir. It's been out for about a year or so, I believe, maybe longer. Ran by two now excommunicated Lutherans. I'm not going to go too deep into this, but to say that they are self-proclaimed national socialists. They claim that the failed Austrian painter was a Christian prince. And they wrap all of their evil, their denial of the Holocaust, their hatred of the Jews, their hatred of all non-whites, they wrap it in this Christian language and with the twisting of Scripture to lend some kind of biblical authority to their bigotry and hatred. And when I learned of this, it made me sick. As they twist scripture after scripture after scripture. Hey, folks, I went down this rabbit hole so you don't have to. I was disgusted. A righteous anger filled in my heart. It is okay to have a righteous anger. A righteous anger for when others blaspheme the cross, when they blaspheme Christ, when they blaspheme the Word of God, it is not only fine or perfectly acceptable, it is just to have a righteous anger when there are those in the world that would blaspheme God, our Savior and the cross. And that is precisely what these people have done. And sadly, they are building a following, thousands. One of these individuals seems to have a German accent. I believe he's from Germany, spouting things here in the United States that would have him sent to prison in Germany. Now, I advocate for free speech, and I'm not saying that the government should stamp down on anybody. But I'm saying that we should pray that God shut their mouths. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Be angry and sin not. We need to pray for the church. There is an insidious evil infiltrating the hearts of believers into our very churches. My heart is heavy, church. Here's a struggle here. I know that every human being is endowed with intrinsic worth by God and is loved by God and is called unto Him for salvation. I know this. And I know that I am to love my enemy and pray for them. I know this. Yet when I see wickedness and evil, not just in the world, but in our churches, when I see blasphemy in our churches, when I see an evil, vile ideology of hate masquerading as a Christian doctrine, proclaiming itself to be the true gospel, My heart burns with a righteous anger. All of these heresies in the church today, this falling away, an analogy I like to use is as a wilted flower. And each of those petals falling away is one heresy or another. Another church that has gone into apostasy. Another believer whose heart has grown cold. Let us pray that God bring life back to that flower. That the true gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed behind every pulpit in America.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray that believers grow ever stronger in their faith to God.
Amen.
And in their faith in Jesus Christ. Let us pray that these wicked and vile heresies are driven from our churches,
Amen.
Driven from our land, driven from the hearts of our brethren. There is no room in the heart of believers for hatred, bigotry, or racism. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, Paul writes, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus."
Amen. Amen.
In Colossians 3:11, we read, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all." The distinctions between people based on arbitrary skin colors or genealogies mean nothing. You are either in Christ or you are not.
Amen.
For all who are in Christ are my brothers.
Amen.
I have more in common with a Christian in Nigeria who doesn't even speak English than a godless heathen down the street, for we share a same value and the same faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter your skin color, no matter where you may be from, you are my brother and sister in Christ.
Amen.
There is no place in this country for national socialist Christian heresies.
Amen.
What is wrong with you, Corey Mahler? I'm calling you out by name, Corey Mahler. You are a child of the devil, and I condemn you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I call you to repentance. Repent of your heresies and your vile, evil heart. Lay it down at the foot of the cross. Say, "Pastor Chris, you're being awfully harsh. I am reminding you of the book of Jude, beginning in verse 3. Beloved, my goodness, I need them new glasses, don't I? Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who run the grace of our Lord God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Here I do believe, I'm not alone here, many scholars have said this, that this heresy that Jude is speaking of is that of the Nicolaitans. The key here is they exchange here for lewdness. The Nicolaitans being a carnal Gnostic heresy. We see that too in the church. Amongst our those leftist, woke, progressive heretics that have taken over so many of our mainline churches. Churches that were once Bible-believing, Jesus-proclaiming, sound doctrine, good, righteous, holy, living Christians. And they're now reciting some sparkle creed, preaching from the pulpit blasphemies. But I tell you that this Corey Moeller and Stone Choir, this heresy is the most insidious of it all. Because sadly, there are many Americans right now who have found themselves vulnerable to this heresy. Like the devil, Corey Moeller has a forked silver tongue. He's soft-spoken, and he makes a good argument. He ain't right, but he can make a compelling argument. If you have the Holy Spirit within you and God's word is imprinted upon your heart, his lies and his deceit will pass by you. They will not take root, for you have the true gospel of Jesus Christ written upon your heart. But there are those babes in Christ who may fall for it. But know this, that this, all of these heresies are by design. It is a concerted effort by the enemy through his devilish earthly minions to infiltrate, subvert, and destroy the church. But they're also destroying other aspects of our lives. I'm going to mention this because it is relevant in a sense. Just as this subversive element is attempting to destroy our churches, there's a subversive element attempting to destroy the very relationships that we have with one another. With a show of hands, who here knows that I love food? Everybody here knows I love to eat. Everybody here knows my favorite food is yes. Sunday after church, I got a hankering for some fried mushrooms. Now, there's a restaurant there in New Albany on my way home called Cluckers. And they serve breaded mushrooms and wings, and I think they might have some burgers. Every once in a while, I'll go in there and I'll get me a Pepsi and I'll get a basket of their fried mushrooms. And I tell you what, them mushrooms are so good to have you skipping and praising Jesus. I'll tell you, they are something. And I'll get me a thing of wings. Now, those of you who do know me also know I don't like to be crowded either. So now I'm in this restaurant, it's Sunday afternoon, and the restaurant is full of people, and it's loud.
I get about halfway done with my food and I realize I need to get out, go outside and get a little bit of fresh air. It's too loud, too many people here. I'll go back in, I'll finish my food, I'll let the waitress know, hey, I'm not running out on you. I'm just gonna go get some fresh air. And I go outside to get some fresh air, and there's I'm gonna call it a gaggle of young ladies, probably about 40 or 50 feet off to my left. I ain't paying them no mind. I'm just trying to get some fresh air. I'll go back in and finish my food, finish my drink, pay my bill, and head home. And there was no interaction with anyone that I had, except my waitress. And as those ladies are walking towards the door, they have to walk in front of me. And being a gentleman, I take a step back to give them more room. And the youngest of them young ladies, said they're all young, they're not all young ladies, but I'll be nice. But there was one that was young, and she was, if I had to guess, I'd say she probably was in high school. And this is what is even the sadder part of it. As they walked past me, that youngin' was mean mugging me in the eyes as if I had made a mess in her Wheaties. As if somehow I had beat her dog. That I had slapped or kicked her kitten. I don't know why she looked at me the way she did. But in her eyes was this just pure anger. Like darts shooting at me. And I can't tell you why. Because not a word was spoken to her. Till she walked in front of me, I hadn't been any closer than probably 40 or 50 feet from her. I don't know. I talked to Pastor Dallas about it. He said, well, maybe she just hates you because you're a guy. I don't know. I'm standing there much like I am now. I'm wearing a suit. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I'll say that her response to my just existing is irrational. Why would she behave in such a way? But now we can recognize this, that there is a concerted effort to turn men and women against one another, that women to hate men and men to hate women. That is not God's order. It is part of that very same problem as this concerted, subversive effort to destroy the church from within, along with our families and every godly institution. It's the work of the enemy, folks. I recognize this, that every single human being carries with them, in them, a brokenness of some kind. That they are carrying with them. And that hatred that was apparently aimed at me had nothing to do with me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It couldn't possibly have had anything to do with me because I had never met the girl. Never said a word to the girl. I had no idea. It's more likely that to her, I represented something. I represented something that was painful. Maybe she had been indoctrinated in some kind of way to think that men with beards are weird. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe it's the beard. Maybe it was a suit. I don't know. But it really wasn't about me. It was about something else. And I suspect that in the heart of that young lady is a pain and a hurt. So now I can rant and rail about, oh, how I was so mistreated by a stranger. Or we can pray for her. I'm going to pray for her, and I'm going to ask for y'all to pray for her. She needs prayer. If she's hurting so bad that she would behave in such a way to a stranger whom she'd never even spoken a word, there's a pain there that God will heal her from. to let us pray for her healing and her deliverance. Look, folks, we are warriors for Christ. Put on the full armor of God, and we fight our battles in prayer. And we need to be a praying church. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
We need to be a praying church.
Amen.
We need to pray for God's blessings. And we need to pray that God's wrath befall those enemies of the gospel. So, whoa, Christopher, Pastor Chris, where are you going? For wrath. If you do not think that some national socialist heresy in our church is undeserving of the wrath of God, I think you and I need to have a conversation. I am not at all calling for believers to do anything but pray. Pray and pray. God says, vengeance is mine. Scripture says, God will not be mocked. We need to pray for our nation, our churches, our brethren, our families, our community. We need to be praying for restoration and renewal. We need to be praying for the salvation of our neighbors and our family members and our communities.
Amen.
Amen.
You see anything online from something called Stone Choir, don't pollute your mind with it, but say a prayer. If you see something online of a guy named Corey Mahler, don't click on it. Don't watch it. Don't listen to a word he says. Pray for him. Don't pollute your mind with his filth. If you feel compelled, you've been warned. He has said, him and his people, they have said some vile, vile things. I watch them twist scripture to justify their evil. And so let us pray. Let us pray now. Let us pray always. That God shut their mouths and convict their hearts of their sins. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in praise and thanksgiving. We lift your name on high, O Lord. Lord, I pray that you use each and every one of us as your instrument, O God. Lord, I pray that you touch the hearts of Corey Mahler and those around him and those who listen to him and those who follow him. That you shut their mouths and convict their hearts and bring them unto a true faith in you, O Lord. We pray all this in the blessed name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and all God's people said.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.